Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Benny and the Trends, courtesy Ooh. Of Johnny Davis. I am Jack. That's Miles.
Mm-hmm.
These are some things that are trending.
What is that, your Kermit voice?
That's my Kermit
voice. This
board.
Is my Kermit voice.
It's like if Kermit was a little less confident.
Yeah.
He's just like thrilled. Cock of the walk out there, you know, Kermit.
Dude, I love that you're
real
like
alpha.
You know who could get knocked down a couple fucking pegs? It's Kermit the Frog, man. I can't stand this cocky asshole.
All alpha and shit. I'm tired of his alpha energy.
But I'm just a frog to be the biggest baller in the world.
So what's going on? What's happening, man? You're Miles. I'm Jack.
Yeah.
Sorry, just trying to reset my software here to remind myself where I am. All right. Doing a podcast.
Kermit is your friend. Kermit is your friend.
Elon Musk is going to kill Twitter, it would appear.
It's been kind of the deal, right?
He's going to do the whole damn thing. So he's going to start to charge a small monthly payment for use of Twitter. Which will be the thing that makes me stop using it. Don't pay
it ain't
for
free.
Things like that.
I'm already giving you data, you fuck.
Yeah.
Let me just monitor all the other creeps on here and stress myself out.
He's just like doing it out of spite, it feels like.
It's kind of wild though, too, that this dude is like saying that like the Anti-Defamation League is like the source of the downfall of his business and just like tap dancing into anti-Semitism, and then he does a live stream with Benjamin Netanyahu, mm-hmm. the Israeli prime minister, and he's like, mm-hmm. yeah man, so revenues are down, I'm not gonna blame it, I'm you know who, but we're gonna start charging. We're like, what fucking universe are we in?
He doesn't care, man. He's not specific. He's, as long as he is on the wrong side of an issue, he will be there.
Right.
You know?
He's like, to be with a guy who's on the wrongest side of many issues as prime minister, you're like, just a couple of guys who are on the wrong side of history most of the time. Here's my new idea. A monthly fee. Do we know, was there like a date yet set?
Or I haven't read anything about a date.
Right.
I have just read his excuses, which is, the single most important reason we're moving to having a small monthly payment for use of the X system, it's not called that, is it's the only way I can think of to combat vast armies of bots. He was claiming bots before he even bought the fucking
thing. Wow.
And people were like, yeah, no, they've had the same number of bots as like other social media networks, and it's fine, and it doesn't really make sense as a reason why not to buy a thing or why it's less profitable than you think. But that's always going to be his excuse.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. But while he was meeting with Netanyahu, he was like, can you please cut down on the anti-Semitism?
Netanyahu did?
Yeah. But he still did it in a way where he's like, I hope you find within the confines of the First Amendment the ability to stop anti-Semitism or roll it back as best as you can. But also any collective hatred of a people like the one anti-Semitism. It's wild. Just like this conversation is wow. Everything everywhere all at once.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So anyways, his revenue is down 60% since he bought the company.
So I guess we are going back. We are on Threads again.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, look, I already got my room booked at Threads. You got a room booked at Threads?
I got a room at Threads.
Yeah.
I don't yet have my backup room at Blueski.
Blueski, I think, how you pronounce it. Having a couple of brewskis over with my boys on Blueski.
Brewskis on Blueski. But yeah, hit me with an invite. Every time that like shit like this has happened in the past, and I've been like, all right, now I'm going to actually join Blueski. People have sent me an invite, and then Blue Sky has not been ready for the wave of traffic that was hitting them at that moment.
Wait, but isn't it, I thought if you have the invitation, can't you, isn't that the whole deal? Like, that's how they're able to keep it from,
yeah, but
I
every
guess,
time
growing,
I've tried, like, I've had it in front of me,
mm-hmm.
It's been one of the times when Elon Musk is, like, fucking something up so badly that
everyone's like, ugh!
Yeah, their servers are overwhelmed for like 4 days, and then I forget about it and go back to Twitter. Like I'm in an abusive relationship or something. Anyways, really hate this guy. I hate that he's just won't be happy until this thing is broken.
Yep.
Excuse me while I hate this guy. There it is. So Gizmodo has an article today. We tried the Muppets pickle milkshake at Walt Disney World.
Pick a mickle? What? No.
Yeah. That's how I found out that there was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. Feels weird. Like, I understand when, like, Van whatever, that ice cream brand, like, has to make ranch ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van Leeuwen. They need to make a name for themselves. They need to get people's attention, so they're going to do some wild shit. But Disney World doesn't need to do this.
I mean, I'd argue Van Leeuwen is also, they've been doing their thing, you know, so ice cream lover. But yeah, this is just weird. It feels like just weird for weird's sake. Mm-hmm. Like, at least with Grimace Come, we liked conceptually where we were going with that.
Right.
You know, we bought in and there was a whole mythos behind it. This just looks like there was like the one review that they got from this Gizmodo writer was that it just tasted like, they said, Irish spring soap mixed with like ice cream.
Well, now I'm back on board.
Okay.
You know, Irish spring soap is part of my heritage.
You got to cut it with that knife though, too. Like
as an O'Brien. Yeah. Putting a milkshake next to a pickle does bring us back to Grimace Come territory.
Right.
Putting it in the context of the Muppets. Again, you know, a fictional group of characters that are just giving off intense alpha energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, like, you know, well, where's my brain supposed to go? You know?
Yeah. They look sexy. I'm sorry. I'm just looking, again, I'm looking at the two scientist characters and I'm like, all right,
yeah,
you've got my attention now.
Okay. You have my attention. Sir Producer Brian said, is this exclusively for pregnant women? And when I was trying to think of the name of that ice cream, he said Van Vaught. So
I said just, Van Vaught.
Oh, you said Van Vaught.
What the fuck?
Well, he said Van Vaught too.
Just damn,
you and Brian, mind
fucking
meld.
Gating on the microphones, taking my fucking shine, man. Yeah. Well, hey, good luck. Just make shit people want to drink. Just take a flavor like that exists that people will like, and then just call it some other shit.
You're just saying, you know, it's Kermit Cum. Like, that's what people would, right?
Oh my God.
No? Too much? All right.
That's the problem is, I see Grimace is like that that family member we didn't see much of. So right. It's easy to like sort of attach these like sort of like interesting Whereas stories Kermit or backstories. Like Kermit, like we know Kermit. So like yeah. The last thing I need to do is imagine that because I've been Kermit and we've been close since day one.
Yeah. But he's been sexually active since day one, I feel like, that as is a true. Character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, Russell Brand no longer making money on YouTube.
So it weighs.
So, yeah, in the wake of the Times article, Scotland Yard is reportedly investigating him following yet another allegation of sexual assault that took place in London in 2003. And now YouTube has demonetized his channel, which has more than 6.6 million subscribers, suspending his ad revenue for violating the site's creator responsibility policy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So with the demonetization, he now joins the ranks of disgraced YouTubers like PewDiePie. Remember that name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul and Donald Trump.
My favorite.
Yeah.
All my favorites now.
And I'm sure this is going to be important news for a lot of our listeners. He has postponed his upcoming comedy shows. So he had tickets to the Bipolarization in It tour.
Oh, wow.
Bipolarization.
That's really clever. Man. Really clever, Russell. It's also, it's wild, though, too, how many clips are resurfacing too. Again, like the second things like this, there are like people who have had their eye on this guy for a minute. They're like, allow me to point you to these 9 clips of where it was pretty clear this guy was up to no good from the beginning. But yeah.
All right.
Well, no more money for you on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And Ray Epps has been charged for his role in January 6th. I did not know who Ray Epps was.
That's good. That's good. Because you would have to be so January 6th brained to like know the fucking the ballad of Ray Epps.
Yeah. So he was somebody who was being investigated because he was at January 6th as like one of the dipshits who was trying to, you know, overthrow the government or whatever. But then his name vanished from the FBI's website of most wanted rioters. And Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan were like, oh, names don't just vanish from the FBI website of most wanted rioters, even if maybe they just like found the guy. But
yeah.
Names don't vanish from most wanted lists, especially not names that are as well known as Ray Epps. So that must mean that Ray Epps has been a government co-conspirator all along. That they, yeah. So like for their theory, they accidentally put his name up in the first place. Is that the idea?
Or they did it. I mean, Jack, I don't know. It's because we're already starting from the place that January 6th was all orchestrated by the feds and it was sure. Nothing to do with normal people. But yeah, I mean, I think yes.
Yeah.
Like, cause they just move the fucking goalposts every time. Even when he was charged, they're still like, oh, he just got this like little charge. That's wild. But when you compare it with other people who started cooperating very early on, they were sort of hit with the same light shit that this guy is.
Yeah. So it turns out his name disappeared because they found him and he began cooperating right away and just like turning states out, like just immediately being like, yeah, whatever you want. Like that thing got out of hand. I'm not really about this because I'm an idiot like the rest of these fucking dipshits.
Boy, did he look about it, though, on the day. I'll tell you something. He did not keep that same energy when the feds knocked on his door. Yeah. So, hey.
So he quit being a co-conspirator and ended up being just somebody who helps the government. And they are, in turn, giving him like a much lighter sentence. And Charlie Kirk is like... not suspicious at all. Nearly 3 years later, and he's finally charged with quote disorderly conduct. No, it appears that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And also, like, Charlie Kirk, don't be so surprised when the white guy gets a lighter tap on the wrist.
Come on, man, this is your whole thing.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Keep it. I mean, I can't imagine you keeping it consistent, but. That's what's happening, sir.
I wonder, does Charlie Kirk still have his baby teeth? I feel like he still has his baby teeth is kind of the look that...
Have we seen him do like a full ear-to-ear smile?
I don't know. Charlie Kirk, there's something smiling about him that gives me like really small baby teeth. And I've always been trying to figure out... Like, I think he has a small face. Like he... Who's that Dick Tracy character, I guess, baby face. Wasn't that a character where he had a giant melon, but then tiny face? I feel like.
Oh, Charlie yeah. Kirk. No. Yeah. Yeah. He had baby face looked. He was off. I think he was the most off putting one. I preferred prune face to baby face. I mean, if you look at this picture, he looks like a character from the Wallace and Gromit universe.
Yeah. 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 He does that look smile. Like the farmer from Wallace and Gromit. Anyways, yeah. Shout out to Charlie Kirk, I guess.
No.
Personal voice.
Yeah.
In the new iOS update, there's a feature that people haven't really been talking about because nobody wants it or asked for it called personal voice, where you can get your own texts read back to you in your own voice.
Yes. And maybe, I think you could maybe use it for Siri too. So you can just be like, hey, self, what's the weather? And you can hear the,
hey,
I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, the weather's good.
Does the voice, like when it talks back, sound as unconvincing and unauthoritative as I do?
I don't know, actually. I
guess it's like sunny. Yes.
Well, what would you like it to be?
Does it do upspeak?
Yeah.
Sunny, I think. Let me actually check and then just like is like one sec and then gets distracted.
It's creepy.
like the one example we see, it's pretty creepy. And I guess you have to feed it like 15 minutes worth of like it prompts you to say a bunch of shit so it can build the voice model.
It's like the thumbprint thing or the face ID thing, yeah, where it needs to like catch longer. It from all the different angles.
Yeah. But 15 minutes of saying some probably, you know, boilerplate statement over and over. Don't need it. Don't ever want it. I can't even, you know, like most people who record their own voice don't often like to hear my own voice when not absolutely necessary. So in that context, I don't need it.
Well,
No thanks.
Let's talk about Tom Hanks and what's really going on here.
Oh my God. Yeah, Jack, what's really popping off?
I've got some new context that I've just learned about Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's this video of him being a stage mom at a like Toddlers and Tiaras type show. And uh-huh. He's doing like silly faces, telling the girl to do silly faces, and he's calling her sexy baby as he's cheering for her.
This was his own child?
And
this is real life?
The production value would suggest that it's almost definitely a comedy sketch, but people are sharing it as if it's just a video of Tom Hanks in the wild being caught Toddlers and Tiara thing. It is actually a clip from a sketch from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Not very funny. It's not. So I can see how they'd be confused, but it's...
I love how... It's just so wild that like, yeah, this it's shot like the fucking Office and they're like, I don't know, man. What's he saying in this video?
Sick fuck.
He's saying it on camera. It's like he knew the cameras would be there so he could just put this on display.
There's this other. So I was just like, wondering why is Tom Hanks trending? Is it like one of those things where it's like his birthday and the world loves a Tom Hanks? And so they're just like, happy birthday, Tom Hanks. I hope you see my tweet. I love you.
Wake up, sheeple.
But no, you go, you look. It's not his birthday. It's your death day. You get too close to him. Because this guy is fucking twisted, man. The other thing that you can find with Tom Hanks trending is somebody pointing out that in the shot in Forrest Gump, when Jenny's riding away on a bus from our nation's capital, where they have a lovely couple days together, Forrest and Jenny, she gives him a peace sign out of the back of the bus window and he gives her the peace sign back. Or does he?
Oh, shit.
When you look at his one hand is giving the peace sign. His lower hand also appears to be doing the peace sign. Not normal. You think that's fucking normal?
Hell
no. To do
no.
two peace sign? Both hand peace sign?
Wow.
That's not normal. Upside down peace sign? That's not normal.
But it's
that's
also
saying peace to the devil, dude.
You're throwing deuces down to hell? Is that what's good?
Is that Tom? What you think it is? And like the video before it has like a picture of like a goat devil Baphomet character doing a peace sign with like two fingers down below.
Not even. It's
but it's
like
not even the same one.
No.
It doesn't look at all like the Forrest Gump clip. And they're like, do you really think that this is normal, what he's doing with his fingers? Because it's not.
Baphomet's doing finger guns, okay? Because he's like, yeah. Pew, pew, pew. Okay, pew. It's party time.
What's up? What's up, my people?
What's up,
in
y'all?
Hell?
Satan is all about indulging, baby. Pew, pew, pew. And then
body adi that's what Tom Bert. Hanks is doing.
Oh, you know about that, right? Little Uzi Vert. You mean Lucifer?
Thank you.
Okay.
Do I have to spell everything out for you dipshits? You idiots coming here to wish Tom Hanks happy birthday when, again, you should be wishing yourself happy death day in the mirror. And then just like a couple things. So this is what these Q people are focused on. Meanwhile, so the guy who shared the Tom Hanks video, the like Jimmy Kimmel sketch, was suspended back in July from Twitter for sharing actual like child abuse sexual imagery on Twitter. He was briefly suspended, and then because he's like a right-wing influencer with 500,000 followers, they all shouted at Elon Musk. And he was like, whoa, my bad, man. I didn't realize this dude was cool. So he was brought back and free to accuse Tom Hanks of being a sexual predator, I guess. And then also just in terms of them maybe have their nose for the truth being slightly off. One of the guys from Sound of Freedom, I guess one of the producers, or is it the main guy from Sound of Freedom?
Both.
Okay.
They're both.
So one of the producers from Sound of Freedom is being investigated for sexually abusing underage children. And then the main guy, Tim Ballard, this is, we should just read this directly, right?
Yeah. This is from Vice, because yeah, this other guy, one of the producers on these, like, you know, we talked about this Operation Underground Railroad shit they would do, like, and on these busts, like, he was inappropriately touching like a trafficking victim in one of their own documentary footage things. And then on top of that, Tim Ballard, this is about him. He has like allegations of sexual assault against him for when they would go take these trips.
So this is who Jim Caviezel was playing.
Yes, exactly. It says, quote, sources familiar with the situation said that the self-styled anti-slavery activist who appears to be preparing for a Senate run. Yeah, I think he's going for Mitt Romney's seat, invited women to act as, quote, his wife on undercover overseas missions ostensibly aimed at rescuing victims of sex trafficking. He would then allegedly coerce those women into sharing a bed or showering together, claiming it was necessary to fool traffickers. So he's doing the same fucking scam from True Lies.
Bill Paxton's character, Simon. Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing he literally is doing the Simon.
I got a little dick. It's pathetic.
That's from the movie. Okay.
Yeah. Miles always has to pop in and remind people that when I just whimper, I've got a little dick, it's pathetic.
That and I'm navel lint. And I'm like, it's okay.
But, from the movie.
I mean, it just goes to show like that there's so much smoke in these other places. Yet again, we have people like who are going full Q and being like, Tom Hanks. Apparently in that thread, a lot of people are talking about the last shot in Back to the Future 3, 2. Wow. I don't know what
does Tom Hanks have to do with the last shot of Back
to the Future? No, they're just talking about like this kind of satanic, like shout outs to Satan embedded in film. And they're like, you should really check out the final departure scene. Like, what's the child's hand doing?
There is like weird shit with the child in that scene, but we were just pointing out like it's I remember that being like one of the things of like weird stuff that you can like look for from characters or like weird things that got left in movies.
Wait, so what did they
like,
do in it?
Satan. I don't remember at all, but it's I just remember the child is like doing weird hand gestures to the camera or something. Anyway.
Oh, that's tight, dude. Yeah. All right.
Oh, you don't think that's satanic? Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I can't even see like where they're throwing up fucking signs.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid has like middle finger. Nah. Whatever.
Anyways.
It's not worth our time because Back to the Future 3 is not good.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are a trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This
is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.